And now the Goldbergs. When Molly came south to be present at Sammy Goldberg's wedding to Sylvia Allison, Molly expected to revise all her past opinions of the girl and admit she was wrong. And then incident after incident occurred which more than reinforced all Molly's old suspicions. First, Sammy wasn't at hand. Sylvia said Sammy was away on business for her father. Mr. Allison said so too. But Molly couldn't rest quietly. And then she learned that Sammy had sent a telegram to Lastonbury asking her not to come, saying the marriage was off. And lastly, Molly recognized in Sylvia's brother-in-law the voice of the man who had warned her not to let Sammy come south. This mass of distortion and suspicion overcame Molly. She was on the point of demanding an explanation of the whole mess of the Allison when suddenly the phone rang. Sammy had come back. But Molly's not satisfied to let everything pass, for the happiness of her son, his safety, and his feelings are paramount in her life. And Molly will not rest until she knows the truth of what happened at the Allison. Listen.
Molly, yes, Molly, yes. Quickly. What are you waiting
yes.
for? Come. We are going to the store. Tell me at the store.
Yes, I know, Dick. I'm coming.
Where is your enthusiasm, where? You couldn't wait until Sammy got back and now...
All right, Dick. I'm getting ready, Elsie.
Sylvia.
Mom, why did Sammy come back?
I don't know. I don't know why Sammy came back. What should I do?
Don't do anything until you see Sammy, Ma.
But now I'm between him 6 weeks, Sylvia, the telegram. Sammy said we shouldn't come in the telegram, that the wedding was over. Why did he come back? Why? That was the worst thing he could do at the moment. Why did he come back? Why? He wasn't on a business trip, Rosalie. That we know. And now Sammy's back. But what should I do now, Rosalie?
Ma, don't do anything until you see Sammy.
And Papa?
Don't say anything to Papa either.
Why, Rosalie? Well, why shouldn't I? You're smarter than I am now, Rosalie. At the moment, you're smarter. You think for me, Mommy. I can't think, Rosalie. I'm so beside myself, Rosalie. Why did Sammy send me a telegram to Lastonbury? Why? He sent the telegram. Don't come. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I didn't dream it, Rosalie. I didn't dream it. I told you that's what was in the telegram. Don't come. Wedding is over. Letter will follow. That was in the telegram.
No, Mommy.
But then why did he come back? Why did he leave?
Ma will know everything. Now, maybe it's a good thing that you didn't call the brother-in-law, Ed, and say that you knew he was the one who called us and left and buried to warn us not to let Sammy go south. You were mistaken, Ma.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm not wrong. That brother-in-law, Ed? What's the name, no? Ed.
Uh-huh.
I'll see them all for you. See him and I'll ask the second question. I'm not finished yet just because family came back. I'm not...
Well, go ahead. Which one do you
want? I'm coming.
Do you want me to help you, Mother Goldberg?
No, thank you.
Oh, you're a conscientious Mother Goldberg.
Mama, darling, you're getting yourself nervous again.
I stand up to Mother Goldberg.
Ma. Oh, you're so nervous.
Well, now I have something to be nervous about, no?
No, not until you see Sammy and his
friend. Well, Molly, you must be very anxious to see your son.
I'm coming, Rick.
Oh, lovely darling. Then I shouldn't tell Papa.
I wouldn't, Mom. Maybe they just had a little lover's quarrel and Sammy sent the telegram. You're all Sammy's quick-tempered, Mom.
And you think, darling, that what they told us about Sammy being rich on a business trip was true?
Maybe it was.
Oh, and maybe it was not.
Maybe it was not.
Rosalie, there's more in a haystack than the needle. There's more than the needle, Rosalie, dear. And there's more here than we ever even thought about.
If we speak to Sammy now, we'll find out.
I'm coming.
I'll catch
you no one. Hey, anyhow.
Rosalie?
Don't cross the bridge until you get to it, Ma.
Well, the bridge was crossed, darling. The bridge was crossed long ago, and that is a pity.
What's that, Molly?
I'm on the one, Jake.
I don't know
if it's blue or if it's black. I don't know if it's blue or if it's black. Come, Rosalie. All right, Ma, but please don't come here. Not one wrong.
Come, I said the blue one, Jake. But I don't know if it's blue and this is black. It's not all of the time. What now is black? I'm on blue one.
Daddy? Mother Goldberg!
Sylvia.
I told you Sammy would come back, Daddy. I knew he would. I knew he wouldn't believe the lies that came near to him. But maybe he had a moment of thinking, to consider, to see that all they want to do was for him. Sammy loves him. He loves him. And he's back. I told you there weren't, Daddy, darling. I told you not to tell the Goldberg. I told you they never need to know.
But Leah will remember those hours of agony she caused me with her lies.
Oh, let's not worry about Leah, Daddy, darling. Sammy's back.
Now I'll tell the Goldberg the truth. As long as Sammy is back, I'll tell him the truth. At least that much I'll get off my conscience.
Daddy, listen to me.
What now?
I'm going down to meet Sammy alone. I'm going to tell him what happened. How he spoke to Sammy. We told him he was on a business trip. I'll ask him not to say anything to them. The Goldbergs don't have to know about Eddie and Len. They don't have to know about Sammy's quarrel with me.
No. I lied once. That's enough.
But, Daddy, darling, do you think Sammy would want his people to know how silly he was? How we acted like a baby? Running off just because of what Leah said? Well, don't you think he's ashamed?
I'm ashamed that I lied too, Sylvia.
But we have to think of Sammy. Mrs. Goldberg would like to hear that Sammy and I quarrel. Well, you know the trouble I had with him last year.
This isn't the way a marriage should begin.
Marriages begin because people love each other. And they break up because strangers and relatives mix in. I don't want Mrs. Goldberg to have any reason for having confidential talks with Sammy on what Leah told him. I wouldn't put it past her to go to Leah. And you know Leah, Daddy. You know how she feels about us. You know what she'd do to make you unhappy.
But Leah knows that Sammy wasn't away on a business trip.
As long as Sammy says he was, that's all that counts.
I don't like it.
Listen to me, Daddy. I know what's right. I can feel it. I'm going down to talk to Sammy before he can see anyone else. And we'll come back together. If you the Goldbergs here,
I'll tell her.
I'm driving Sammy back. It'll only take another 10 minutes. Daddy, tell her anything. You see, I was right before, and I'm right now.
But Sylvia...
Yes, goodbye, Jake.
Alice,
in here, Jake.
We are coming. Mrs. Goldberg is changing herself.
No, there's no hurry.
Why didn't Sammy come right here to the house? Why is he waiting at the store?
All right,
so let's go. Where is Sylvia?
She went out to the store.
Why didn't she wait for us?
That's so much to tell Sammy.
Then let's go.
Look, why should we rush? Let the two young people meet first.
Oh.
Sylvia went down to get Sammy with the car.
Mr.
Allison Finn.
But Drake, I wish
to... Molly. Allison Finn.
But Drake, I wish to...
Molly, it's Mr. Allison Finn.
You stay with Mr. Allison, Finn, dear. You stay with Mr. Allison. Rosalie and me and...
You can't wait.
No, I can't wait, Drake.
Molly, remember, you're only the second fiddle now.
Yes. Well, the second fiddle has its place in an orchestra, too. No, Jay? And as long as the strings are not broken, the fiddles can fiddle.
You didn't know my wife was a philosopher, huh, Alison?
Well,
a philosopher? Why a philosopher? A murderer.